Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, October 7th. Gray Bruce's medical officer of health says the region's COVID-19 situation is as good as it gets, about a month into the return of in-person learning at schools and nearly 2 weeks since capacity limits were eased further.
Currently, we have zero confirmed hospitalization in Gray Bruce. And outbreak-wise, again, as good as it gets, we have no outbreaks in hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, schools, or child care centers.
Medical Officer of Health Dr. Ian Era believes that's due to remaining public health measures and increasing vaccinations. To date, 85% of the eligible population in Gray Bruce have received at least one shot, and 80.2% have had a second dose. Era says Gray Bruce has also seen an increased number of people getting their shot since the province's vaccine certificate policy came into effect. Looking ahead, Era says it's difficult to predict when further steps might be taken to ease remaining public health measures, including capacity limits and mask mandates. He says there are multiple variables to consider for the months ahead that could increase the level of transmission, such as colder weather, more people getting together indoors, and the possibility of waning immunity from vaccines. He adds, in general, experts in the field would expect, and he agrees, that by the spring of 2022, it's most likely this pandemic will be behind us. Ontario's chief medical officer, Dr. Kieran Moore, says Thanksgiving and trick-or-treating can happen this month. Moore says Ontario's gathering limits of 100 outdoors and 25 indoors are still in place. For Thanksgiving, he says no one should attend a gathering if they have even mild COVID-19 symptoms. Windows should be kept open if possible. If there are unvaccinated people in the group, masks should be worn, but he says fully vaccinated people can gather unmasked. As for Halloween, Moore says costume masks shouldn't double as COVID-19 face masks. Trick-or-treating should be kept outside, and trick-or-treaters should keep physical distancing in mind. Meanwhile, Moore says starting October 15th, the province will require proof of vaccination for weddings after a number of outbreaks associated with them. Owen Sound police have arrested a 38-year-old local man for arson after an incident this morning. Police say they were called at 7:30 to a Westside business in relation to a man sleeping at the door, making it difficult for staff to enter the building. Police attempted to persuade him to move to another location, but they say he refused and became aggressive, yelling obscenities and challenging police to fight. He was arrested for causing a disturbance and released a short time later with a court date. But police say about 20 minutes later, an officer detected the strong odor of gasoline in the police station parking lot. Officers attended the area, and they say they found the man who had just been released. They say he had a stolen jerry can of gasoline and had dumped some of the gas in the police parking lot before heading for the cell block door he had just been released through. He was again arrested. According to police, he had a lighter in his hand and the open jerry can beside him. He has been additionally charged with arson, possession of incendiary material, mischief, and theft. He's in custody awaiting a bail hearing tomorrow. September was Big Brothers Big Sisters Month. Cal O'Brien's from Big Brothers Big Sisters Gray Bruce says last month was active for the local organization, highlighted by the 5th annual Golf for Kids Sake at Sauble Golf and Country. The event generated $8,000. Bryans says that amount is vital in terms of training mentors who in turn can make a difference in a young person's life. Right now, there is a larger need for male mentors for little brothers in our region. For more information on the program and details on the upcoming Coins for Kids campaign, you can visit graybruce.bigbrothersbigsisters.ca. The Kiwanis Club is celebrating one of its longtime members this evening in Owen Sound. Elwood Moore has been a member for over 62 years, and today is his 100th birthday. Kiwanis Eastern Canada and the Caribbean District Governor Jim Scott will honor Moore for his years of dedication at a ceremony tonight at the Best Western Inn on the Bay in Owen Sound at 6. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 224 points. The Dow Jones is up 337 points. Our dollar is trading at 79 U.S. cents, up 27 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $1.39, up 78.82 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Baseball playoffs in the American League Division Series, the Chicago White Sox are in Houston to play the Astros this afternoon in Game 1 of a best-of-five series. And at 8 tonight, the Boston Red Sox begin their best-of-five in Tampa Bay against the Rays. Canada plays Mexico in World Cup soccer qualifying at 9:40 tonight at Azteca Stadium. 8 games in the National Hockey League exhibition tonight, including Ottawa at Montreal. Today, it was announced Montreal goaltender Carey Price has entered the Players Assistance Program. The 34-year-old goalie has been recovering from illness and knee surgery. A social media post from his family says he is putting his mental health first. He'll be away for a minimum 30 days. A few Ontario Hockey League season openers tonight. Peterborough visits North Bay, Niagara visits Barrie, and Windsor hosts Sarnia. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack play their season opener at London against the Knights. The Attack home opener is Saturday night against London. 3 games tonight in national basketball preseason, including the Toronto Raptors at Philadelphia to meet the 76ers. There's always more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Stay tuned. The weather forecast is coming up next.